the scanning machine. There's usually some truth in every cliché. So it's probably not surprising that shortly after we return to the other side after we die, our whole lives really do flash before our eyes, thanks to an amazing device called the scanning machine. As soon as we've arrived back home and joyfully worked our way through the beloved animals and people waiting at the other side's entrance to greet us, we're escorted by our spirit guide through the vast doors of the Hall of Wisdom to the stillness of a sacred room deep inside its gleaming white walls. In the center of the room, surrounded by marble benches, sits the scanning machine, a huge convex dome of blue glass. And inside that glass dome, we watch each and every moment of the life we've just lived unfold before our eyes. Rather than appearing like a movie, our life plays out in the form of a three-dimensional hologram, so that no matter where we move around the scanning machine, we can see every detail, good or bad, right or wrong, with perfect clarity. You might wonder, as I once did, if reviewing our entire lives doesn't take a lifetime to accomplish. I admit it, I know intellectually that time is an earthly concept and that on the other side there is no such thing as time. I just still occasionally have trouble grasping that fact. At home, though, past, present, and future have no meaning. Everything is now. Bearing that in mind as best you can, or as best I can, if that's more accurate, we review our lives for as long as it takes, even rewinding as much footage as we want, as often as we want. Obviously, our encounter with the scanning machine is more than just an entertaining way for us to make the transition from Earth to the other side. It's an essential step in the eternal journey of our spirits. As we trudge along through our lives on Earth, we have no significant memories of the charts we wrote for those lives to help us accomplish the specific goals we came here for. But the moment we return home and arrive at the scanning machine, we have total recall of our charts. So it's not just a matter of watching our last incarnation unfold in three-dimensional detail for the sheer nostalgia of it. It's a matter of seeing how that incarnation stacked up against the detailed plans we laid out for it ahead of time. And make no mistake about it, it's the toughest judge of all who ultimately evaluates our success and failure. Not our spirit guide, not God, but us. Us as our spirit selves, mind you, from the perspective of the other side, where not only is there no negativity, but there's also no defensiveness and no ego-driven self-justification to prevent us from facing the truth of our actions and being accountable for them. According to my spirit guide, Francine, and clients who've described their experiences at the scanning machine during regressive hypnosis, the vast majority of us leave it feeling sad and preoccupied with a sense of having let ourselves down. Oddly, the big mistakes we made don't bother us nearly as much as the times when we could have helped but didn't, when we needlessly inflicted pain for no other reason than to flex our muscles, when we were too busy to be kind, as if it saves time to be cruel, when we knew the truth but lied anyway because it was easier at that particular moment. Those are the highlights, or lowlights, of a carelessly lived but closely reviewed life that can crush us, it seems. Which undoubtedly explains why it's on the sobering occasion of leaving the scanning machine that many of us first begin considering the possibility of returning to Earth to try again.